require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLS Consumer Access.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
On investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hi. Yeah, welcome back. It's another hour of the Bucket Strategy Investing program. We're just getting started with this one. Brain Trust here again, and we're standing by to help you out with whatever money issues that you have. And I know you got money issues. I've got them. Professor Plum has them. We all have them. Professor Plum here again with me, Johnny Dean. And we're here courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. We got more money strategies headed your way, so stay tuned for a bunch. You can take part in all this by getting your question into us right now. The best way to do that is to give us a call, and we're going to take your calls straight away. 877-PLANNER. That's our number. We got a couple of lines open for you, just two lines open. 877-752-6637. You can find us online, wealthed.com, our website. If you have any questions, comments, whatever you'd like to get to us via email, that is where you're going to find us. Just go to the link that says right there, top of the upper right-hand corner, find your answer. You can easily take it from there. WealthEd, of course, is your resource for many of the topics that we discuss on this program, wealthed.com. Once again, number here in studio, 877-PLANNER. We do talk strategy on this show. We talk bucket strategy investing. By the way, if you don't have a strategy, I would strongly urge you to get one. You should not put your retirement funds at risk. Don't do that. You call Professor Plummer, anyone at Lucia Capital Group. Their phone number off the air, 800-644-1150. You have them look at what you have. They'll design a bucket strategy that is specifically tailored to meet your needs. Question, are your retirement goals being met? Maybe you don't know. You're unsure about anything that's in your retirement plan. Well, give us a call right here. Off the air, 800-644-1150. Now, we're going to talk on the air with some folks that are on hold. And if you want to join it, get on board, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We had a couple of questions on estate planning, Professor Plum, and control and all that stuff. So we're going to take those calls first. But anything that's on your mind, 877-PLANNER. Let's go first to Don in Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Don.
Hey there.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I've got a question about how to give my money to my children, but still maintain control of it. I'm afraid that if I start parceling money out of my estate, my wife's and my estate, to our kids, they'll be spending it, and if we get into some sort of medical situation or need home care or something like that, I may need that money, and I'm sure if I give it to them, they'll spend it somehow, and it won't be available. So I'm trying to figure out what sort of strategies I can use so the money will get out of my estate, but you know, I'll still have control of it in case my wife or I need some of that money, but if we pass away, it will go to the kids.
How much, if you added up everything that you're worth, how much are you worth? You and your wife?
Several million.
Several million, but are you worth $10 million?
Yes.
Okay, so you do have some issues with control. Now, how much are you looking to give them? Because if you have and maintain $10 million in your estate, you probably, or $11 million in your estate, you probably should be able to cover most any medical expense that comes down the line, even after giving some amount of money away to the kids. You know.
What, $10 million I can give?
With between you and your wife, you can maintain in your estate close to $11 million without a federal estate tax. Now, I don't know the rules in Georgia. They wouldn't be as bad as the federal estate tax, but they may start at a lower number. So talking from a federal standpoint, if when you pass away, you're worth, between you and your wife, $10,900,000 or less, there is no federal estate tax. So if you were to start gifting assets over and above that, $14,000 a year, however, even if they spend it all and you still have almost $11 million in your estate, and then you unfortunately got sick, that's going to pretty much cover most any illness that I can think of out there. Maybe there's some that are worth that cost more than that to recover from. So what, I mean, are we looking to only avoid the estate tax? Do we want to give the money to the kids right now, even if they are going to spend it on something else? Do we want to control it no matter what happens? Because a gift is a gift. Once we make the gift, the kids do have the right to spend it.
Yeah, and I'm sure they will. If I die right now, everything will go to my wife and vice versa.
Right.
So if either one of us ends up with 10 to 11 million, we're still okay.
Right. If you do the right paperwork when the first one of you dies, yes. Under current law.
Okay.
Now, there is one presidential hopeful that is looking to reduce that to 7 million combined, but we'll see if that happens.
Okay, so that, you know, I mean, the estate, I mean, the minimum amount was a lot lower. It got raised.
Yes, quite a bit.
It's been held for a couple of years, I gather. And so now you think there's a possibility it might go down again.
Well, I don't know if there's a possibility it will go down again. There is a possibility that one of the two people potentially running for president will get elected. But even if they get elected, will they be able to reduce it to $3.5 million with the currently Republican-controlled
Congress? Have we seen it lowered at all, other than when it went from unlimited, you know, down to?
We haven't seen them lowered. I think it would cause a lot of problems. Not that Congress worries about that too much, but it'd become an accounting nightmare. I don't know if they're going to lower it, but right now, the way the laws are written, and the law is written so that the $5,450,000 that is available to each of us today, and with portability, $10,900,000, that number goes up potentially every year with a cost of living adjustment. It started off at $5 million several years ago and has been slowly increasing up and is now $5,450,000, but it's been the same number. So it is continuing to go up. That's the way the law is written. It doesn't sunset. It doesn't change. It goes up with cost of living. So Congress would have to actually go in and change the law. Does that mean that they're going to? I haven't heard that they're going to. One presidential candidate is looking to lower
it. But then
that doesn't mean they can.
He's going to do it, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't mean they can. Let's see. The other comment you made is, if I had my will or whatever worded properly, what does that mean?
Well, it just means that if you die first, your wife has 9 months to file a return and say, I am taking, because you've said that everything goes to her. So one of the things that doesn't automatically go to her is your estate credit, your estate exemption, the $5,450,000. But as long as within 9 months of your passing, she files the appropriate paperwork and says, I am going to take over whatever amount of his exemption he didn't use, then and stack it on top of mine, then she's got the $10,900,000. It's just a form to file.
Okay, it's a form to fill. We don't have to change a will or anything like that.
No, I mean, you might want to have a trust just to avoid probate, you know, just and to be able to make it a little bit easier on the surviving spouse and or ultimately the heirs down the line. But that's, you know, and
now your main issue, Don, is it control or is it the taxes? Or I know it's
both,
but I mean, which is more important?
Yeah, it's a little both. I mean, you know, I don't want to have $10 million estate and have to give $5 million to the Fed so they can spend it on bums.
At the moment, we don't have that issue. Now, if you have a $20 million estate, there could basically be about a $4 million purchase of, you know, whatever the government deems necessary. But that's only if you're at $20 million. And how do we get away from that? Well, now you have to start looking at a significant gifting program and gifting it outright. Are there ways to do it with control? Sure. There's something. If you are worth $20 million and it's made up of, you know, real estate and other assets, you could do family limited partnerships where you maintain a 2% control and you start giving the other 98% to the kids, but they don't have any control over it. They've got minority interests in it, and you're the only one that controls it. But your value in the asset is very low. And so when we're way over the $10 million mark, family limited partnerships come into play. When we're $100,000 over the mark, no, it doesn't matter. But when you get substantial assets and you want to control it and you're way over the limit, then the family limited partnerships do come into play. And the idea of the family... You go ahead.
If you give that give them a percentage of real estate, for example, are they then required to pay taxes on that, or
on the income from it? On the income from it, yes, they own a piece of it. They own a piece of the income.
Okay. Now, does that mean I have to pay them a portion of the rent, or can I handle that? And they are basically paying their, you know, they'll have to put their percentage on their tax records and pay taxes on that.
There is a taxable event, most likely every year, to the individual. Whether you pass the income through to them is another issue. And you can pass it. They have a taxable event. Maybe they have a taxable event of $20,000 that creates a tax of five. So from a cash flow standpoint, you pass them five to pay the taxes. There are ways to do this. You need to talk to an accountant about it. But the idea with a family limited partnership, let's say you have that $20 million estate and you have a $5 million property that you want to start moving out of your estate. And so if I have four kids, I give each one of them like 22-23%. Well, that doesn't mean that it's worth 22% of $5 million because they have no control over selling it. They have no control over managing. There's a minority discount. So I can make a gift of a large asset for a lesser amount.
Yeah, Don, if you need some more help with this, hold on. We'll be happy to talk with you more about it, either on or off the air. It's a lot of estate planning. It's one of the reasons we talked about it last hour, because estates, especially large estates, but all estates, need to have some control. I would assume you would want control. And Don has said that he does in a couple of different ways. 877-PLANNER, lines open right now, taking more of your calls when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment, and I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Market Strategy Investing, that's the program. We're here to help you out. We've been doing so all day long, and we're going to continue to do so for the rest of this hour. So if you've got questions on anything at all, we've kind of been talking estate planning and the importance of doing so. But you can talk about anything that all that's anything at all that's on your mind. 877-PLANNER is our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. You want to email us, you go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. One quick thing before I get you an email here, and we do have some lines open at 877-PLANNER. On our last call, Don in Atlanta, Georgia, he's a perfect example of why you need to set your goals first. And I think he's done that. But that's why I asked the question of what's the important thing to Don? Is it to avoid estate taxes more, or is it to make sure that his kids get some money? Because it's hard, Professor Plum, to start gifting money in any real easy way.
So it comes down to who does he think is going to waste the money more?
The kids,
or the government?
Well, in his mind, and again, that's his feeling was, I don't want it to go to I don't want it to disappear, which is exactly what it would do once it gets taxed. It's gone.
It sounds like he was worried about it disappearing if he gave it away too.
Well, yeah, and so I don't know how you reconcile the two, because it's either, you know, if you're going to start gifting it to the kids, you can't do $10 million in little $14,000 or $28,000.
Unless you have a lot of beneficiaries, it's hard to move large chunks out.
Well, it really is. Or if you're going to live to be 125 years old.
Well, that's where, you know, when you have large assets, that family-owned partnership idea does work, because you can move big chunks for discounted values. I mean, if I have $1 million asset and I give it, you know, 98% of it to each of my four kids, you know, each one's getting about 24.5%, they don't have control over it. So if the math worked out perfect, then that gift would be $245,000 of gift value, but it's not worth $245,000. If I receive one quarter of an asset that I don't have any voting rights on, I don't have any ability to sell it, I don't control the income that comes from it, I don't have any control in any way, shape, or form, it's really not worth $245,000 to me. It's worth something less. And so if I'm doing this, I can give it, you know, that $1 million asset to my kids for maybe a value of $600,000 or $700,000. And so instead of using up $1 million of my credit, I can use up maybe $600,000. But the net effect is that $1 million left my estate. And so it comes in. But it does take larger assets. It does take estates that are in estate tax situations before family limit partnerships really, really come into play.
Now, you say credit. This is another part of the estate planning process. There is a credit. It's called, well, it's now a unified credit, right? I mean,
yeah, between the gift and estate tax.
Exactly. So you have an estate tax exemption. Currently, it's $5.45 million per person. Now, if you start giving your assets away, you start gifting them, that's going to eat into that $5.45 million.
If you're gifting assets away faster than $14,000 per person a year, it starts eating away at that $5.45 million exemption. And the way it really works is, let's say that I give John Dean $14,000, but in the same year I give him another $100,000. That $100,000 is technically a taxable gift, but I don't pay the tax on it. I file a form and I tell the IRS that, hey, I've used $100,000 of my exemption. Now, how does it actually get taxed if I don't go past the $5,400,000? Well, what they do is when I die, they look back and they say, well, they look at my estate. My estate's worth, $9 million. Or let's make the estate worth $11 million. And then they say, oh, and he made a $100,000 taxable gift 20 years ago to John Dean. Now the estate is worth $11,100,000. And we're going to calculate the tax and apply the exemption to the tax, and they're going to tax me the rest. But they do it by bringing that taxable gift back into the estate. The only time I'm going to have to worry about paying an actual tax while I'm alive is if I gave John Dean $6 million. $14,000 of it didn't count. Now, $5,450,000
didn't count.
Well, there's an exemption. There's a credit on that. And I only pay tax on the amount over what I have, my exemption. And
so they'll say the first 14, no, you've used up now your credit of 5.45 million.
So now you're going to be taxed at 40% of the amount over the 545 number. It's fine. I'll figure the tax out.
Whatever.
But it's not as big of an issue for most people. Now, in the last couple of days, I've talked to three or four people that were worth in the $20 million range. I don't know where these people are. They're coming out of the woodwork in the last 2 weeks, but congratulations to them. But also, they have a potential estate tax issue. How do you solve it? Depends on what you want to do. I mentioned earlier in the show, one of the individuals is thinking about giving away half of their estate to a foundation, to a charitable foundation. That'll basically take them out of an estate tax situation. Some other people may want a business to go to their kids, and therefore there will be some form of a tax issue. And so they've got to figure out a way to pay that tax. Life insurance actually works very well in that aspect. Other people, they're going to try to do it during their life. They're young enough that they can start whittling away. And I know people that receive from their parents every year a $14,000, a $12,000, $10,000 check every year because parents are trying to slow the growth or reduce the value of their estate between now and when they ultimately pass away. But they're trying to do it with the annual gifts.
Yeah. Now, on those annual gifts, it's $14,000, but if you have, say, a husband and wife, the husband can give $14,000, the wife can give $14,000, and if you're giving it to a kid who is married, you can each give $14,000. So you can technically...
Well, that presumes you like the spouse of the child.
Let's just say you do, all right? Let's say you're perfectly fine with them. So there's $56,000 in a year that you could whittle down.
How many times have we had a phone call that says, you know what, I want my estate to go to my son, my daughter, whatever it is, but I want to make sure that their low down blah, 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 blah spouse doesn't get a dime of this.
Okay, well, all right, let's say you're in that situation. What do you do?
Well, you can't give it outright to them because they could very easily, an inheritance is separate property. So if I inherit assets and I keep them separate in my name and I don't commingle them into the household finances, that money is off the table in the event of a divorce. But if I start using that money or I put my wife's name on it and things of that nature, now I can very easily commingle the money, and she has every right to it in a divorce or if I die and anything like that. But if, the call that we got, I remember this one, I don't want her to get a dime. The parent was saying this.
Giving it to the son, don't want the wife to get
anything. I don't want his wife to get a dime of it. Well, if you give it outright to the son, it's up to him to determine whether or not he's going to try to keep it separate, which may cause friction in the family, their family, or whether he's going to commingle it, which then causes friction with what you wanted to have happen with it. So the only way to change that is to leave it in trust with somebody else's trustee, but for the benefit of him, but let somebody else decide when he can and can't have the money. Well, but there's no, have it every which way you want.
How do you control it? I mean, can you put stipulations on it?
Sure.
I mean, you can put it in some kind of a trust and start pulling the strings, through the trustee.
You pull the strings by telling the trustee what they can and cannot do.
Right, yeah.
Because you're gone at this point.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. So you leave instructions and you say, here's what needs to happen.
Right. And so, but if you leave the son as the trustee, he can do whatever he wants. I mean, there is no trust police that are managing the trustees to make sure they're doing exactly what's in the trust. And if he's the trustee...
Trustee has the final word.
And he's the beneficiary. Mm-hmm. Who's going to sue him? Himself? If he give the money to, So you've got to be careful on trustee and who you set up as those issues.
Exactly. And even relatives who see what's going on and they say,
You're not supposed to do that.
Tough. Nothing they can do about it. So this is why planning and estate planning is very important. The more money you have, in many cases, I didn't say the more important it is, but certainly the more complicated it can be. because the more controls you may want to put on that. Okay, we're going to get some emails, but more of your phone calls. Hey, got lines open right now, so give us a call. 877-PLANNER is our number, 877-752-6637. If you want to email us, I said we'll get to those when we come back. You can do so at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review. 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Napa know-how!
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store, and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Oh, man, we got a lot of folks on hold. We got some room on the phones. Just a tiny bit, though. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, the Brain Trust here from Lucia Capital Group, ready to answer your money questions at that phone number. We will get to some of your emails as well. I know we got quite a few coming in. And I looked, Professor Plum, and it's quite a few on Social Security, oddly enough. One of our big topics. And we have a Social Security show, too. That's right, every Tuesday. We'll tell you more about that. In case you missed it, 877-PLANNER, though, is our number, PLANNER. Let's get to, is it Jeffrey this time? All right, in Westbrook, Connecticut. Well, hello, Jeffrey.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. My question is, assuming you have an AB trust, which I do have, and I have assets in the trust, what are the tax implications when you have interest and dividends and capital gains inside the trust? And also, at my death, is there a step up in basis on, you know, real estate and capital gain appreciation?
Now, Jeffrey, you and your wife are both still alive, right?
Yes.
And you have the one trust, and typically what happens is we don't have two separate trusts when we have an AB trust when the spouses are both alive, but it's one trust. But at the passing of the first spouse, it is then set up into two trusts: a marital trust, a survivor's trust, an A side that goes to the surviving spouse, which has all the surviving spouse's assets in it, and then a B trust, a bypass trust, a decedent trust that has all the late spouse's assets in it. When those assets are split off into the B trust, they receive a step up in basis because the owner, in this case, let's be mean and kill you off first before your wife, because we like the spouse to live a lot longer, right? So she lives, you unfortunately pass away. Your assets up to the limit of what you've said to fund the B trust with is funded by your side of the estate, and therefore it receives a step up in basis when it goes into, because the owner, you, died. Now it's in the B trust. The B trust gets invested however the trustee of the B trust wants to invest it, deems appropriate. Normally the B trust is designed to create income, or the income is moved over to the surviving spouse every year, so that they can continue to live and have an income. But the assets in the B trust are owned by the B trust, and the B trust is an irrevocable trust. Upon once you die and it's set up, it is now an irrevocable trust. If the individual does not take the income, if it is not pushed over to the surviving spouse, then it stays in the trust. That's an unusual occurrence, actually. But if it stays in the trust, then the trust files the trust is going to file a tax return anyway. But the trust will pay taxes on those incomes that are not, moved out every year. If the money is moved out every year to the surviving spouse, the income taxation follows the income and goes over to the surviving spouse. They would pay the income taxes. The trust would file a return. It would say, okay, I had $20,000 of interest, $10,000 of capital gains, whatever it is. And this money, at $30,000, an example, was paid out to the surviving spouse. So the trust would show a distribution and show a zero taxable event because all the income went to the surviving spouse. If it doesn't go to the surviving spouse, it's all in the trust, and now the trust pays taxes on whatever income it has at the trust tax rates. And that's what goes along for as long as the surviving spouse is alive. Then when the surviving spouse dies, that usually triggers something else in the B trust that then allows it to be passed on to the heirs. But there's no step up in basis on any growth that is in the account on the B trust, because the B trust, which is the owner of the asset, it didn't die. It's still alive and fine. It's just an event happened outside the passing of your surviving spouse that said, okay, now pass these assets on to the ultimate heirs. money that's in the A trust that is controlled by and owned by your wife does get a step up in basis in this example. The money in the B trust, if there's any appreciation, what they call unrealized appreciation, does not receive a step up in basis at her passing because she didn't own it. The B trust owned it.
So you're saying when it went to the, when it went into the A trust side, there was a step up in basis.
No, the A trust was her assets, and she didn't die.
When
the surviving spouse dies, the A trust receives a space.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So that's where it is.
Now, once Jeffrey died.
Once the second.
And Professor, that's very well explained for me. You made it very clear, a lot clearer than my attorney did, to be honest with you. But let me just ask you one more question on the taxes that the trust has to pay if I don't take income, or if my wife doesn't take income, whatever it is.
Yeah, whoever the survivor is.
What are the tax brackets for the trust income?
They are ugly.
Ugly.
And let's see, I'll have to put some glasses on to read this small print here. But a trust, the first $2,550 of taxable income is taxed in the 15% bracket. There is no 10% bracket on a trust. You hit the 39.6% bracket with taxable income in the trust of $12,400 or more on a trust asset, trust tax return. Unlike a married couple who does not hit the 39.6 bracket until they have over $466,000 of taxable income, a trust hits it at a little over $12,000 of taxable income. Still 39.6, just a whole lot less availability of the lower brackets.
Yeah, I don't know what Congress was thinking when they did that.
Oh, they were thinking, don't put the money into the trust. We don't want you doing this. Anytime you see a very adverse tax issue, it's because they, in their right mind, that's a oxymoron, didn't think that was a good thing to do, at least not for their standpoint. So they're trying to stop you from doing it.
I thank you very much for the explanation. Now I'm very clear on this whole thing.
Sure. Okay. Well, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. It's trust issue. Here again.
Trust issues. We have trust issues.
Well, it's complicated. What we're talking about ultimately is somebody wanting to maintain a little bit of control once they're gone.
Yes.
They put assets into an AB trust. They don't do it anymore for, not necessarily for tax estate tax purposes.
It's for control.
But more for control purposes.
Yes.
Now, when you own an asset, and now you're going to put it into this AB trust, just be clear again, where does the step up, if there is a step up in basis on a capital asset, where does it occur?
And remember, in the typical AB trust scenario, while both spouses are alive, it is one trust. It is just their family living trust. It's not until somebody passes away that the AB split occurs in most cases. And that's when whatever assets were owned by the surviving spouse, they go into the surviving spouse's trust. And that side of it stays as a living trust. It stays as a revocable trust. The surviving spouse can do anything they want with it. They can take the money in, take the money out, rewrite it any way they want, completely dissolve the trust, whatever. The money that went to the B side of the trust, that is an irrevocable trust, and it can't be changed after this. Whoever the beneficiaries are the beneficiaries. And so the money goes into the B side of the trust. Now, we used to use ABCs, ABQs. There was all these alphabet soup with trusts, but the higher limits have kind of made those a little bit less likely.
Necessary, yeah.
But we still have these issues because typically the B trust takes the survivor's assets, or not survivors, the deceased individual's assets, but only up to the availability of the tax credit. So in today's world, if they haven't already used it, only about $5.5 million would go into the B trust. Because if I'm worth $50 million and my wife is 25 and I'm 25, so between my wife and I, we're worth $50 million. If I put all $25 million of my assets at my death into the B trust and it's not for her, outright, she only gets the income from it, there's an estate tax on that extra $20 million that went in there. So to try to avoid the estate tax, there's another trust on the outside of that that kind of sits between them from a tax law. It gets a little more complicated. Not that it wasn't already, but it all depends on, goes back to what is it that you're trying to accomplish? Are you looking for the control aspect? What is the way to reduce the estate tax, if any? What are the most important issues that you see with what you want to do?
Yeah, and frankly, if you have somebody who knows how to craft a trust, you can do almost anything. You can control your assets.
You can
to
be
almost
really creative.
Any degree that you want. And I've seen some of them set up where, 99 years.
Right.
You know.
I've seen them set up that they get income only, but if they quit smoking, they get an immediate distribution of, $500,000.
Right.
Or if they, and you see these TV shows, movie, they've got to be married by 24 to get, you can write that kind of crazy stuff in there.
You can write anything you want in there.
Yeah, if they get divorced, this happens. If they get married, the money's available for this, but not available for that. There's all kinds of things you can do. Now, remember, the more constrictive that you write it, the more difficult it is to manage.
Well, it's difficult to manage, but at the same time, this shows the importance of setting up a trustee.
The trustee is so important.
Because the trustee of a trust has the final word.
And if you're getting into the larger numbers and you're getting into the really tight controls, like we were just talking about, marriage, this, that, and the other thing, you want a corporate trustee that doesn't have any emotions about it, that just follows the word. And that way they control it a little bit better so that the beneficiaries can't guilt them into giving them more money.
Yeah, and again, this is why we're talking about it. Whether you have, a small amount in your estate or a large amount, you want to have control. Maybe taxes aren't your issue, but control is, or maybe the other way around, or both. Okay, 877-PLANNER, we got some trivia, we got some emails coming up, and more of your phone calls. Get on board, one more segment left. This is Bucket Strategy Investing. We're coming right back.
This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Many investors are well aware of the start the stock market had in 2016. According to CNN and other news agencies, the Dow dropped 5.5%, NASDAQ fell 7.8%. The losses raised the fear of whether we could be heading for another sustained market downturn like 2008, and for many, it raised the question, what should I do now? If the bumpy start to the year raised questions about how your retirement strategy may be exposed to market volatility, or if you don't have a strategy that takes stock fluctuation into account, schedule a consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to review your portfolio. Learn what options you may have to take a fragile market into account. Contact a Lucia Capital Group advisor at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or turn to us for education, advice, and planning online at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and member SIPC. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Buckets Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, a lively discussion today. We've actually been able to take our original topic, which was estate planning, and get some great calls out of it. We've had some wonderful discussions on estate planning, important things that you need to know about. And I hope if you've been able to listen for any length of time today that you got some knowledge out of this too, because it can be very confusing. But it's also, as we've shown, very important to understand how things can be controlled, how estate taxes work. Especially estate taxes, which affect people, you know, with quite a bit of money, $10+ million, 11 whatever if you're married. But even so, even if taxes aren't an issue, it's important to understand that you can control what it is that you're giving somebody. You just have to set it up properly. Okay, that's been today's topic. Now, coming up on tomorrow's program, we're going to be talking about, we just didn't get to this last time. We tried to talk about it, Professor Plum. We had too many calls, and maybe that'll be the case again tomorrow. I don't know. But the topic is reverse dollar cost averaging. Reverse dollar cost averaging. First thing we're going to have to do is explain what dollar cost averaging is. I think a lot of people have heard about that. DCA, dollar cost averaging. What it is putting money in a system, like what you do in your 401k.
Yeah, I had a friend send me an article that refers to a way to take a distribution portfolio that's 100% stock and still make it work. Yeah, we'll see if that's really true.
But dollar cost averaging can, oftentimes in volatile markets, help you out. As markets are going down and you're putting money in, you're buying cheaper shares on the way down, and you're not market timing, you're just continuing to put it in. And then as the shares come back, as they usually do, you have more shares that are gaining in price.
Right. I mean, the only time a dollar cost averaging technique over years doesn't work very well is if the market just goes up and up and up and up and up and up and up. And then basically it still works. Just it would have been better if you'd had a big lump sum at the beginning. Most of us don't have that option. But
right.
it is a way to take the one thing that the market gives us that it has been with us forever, volatility, and try to use it to your advantage.
That's right. And so dollar cost averaging can be good. What about doing the reverse? You have a volatile market, taking money out. Ah, this is where the problem can come in. And this is where it can hurt a lot of people. Even people who think that, hey, I'm just, you know, taking dividends and getting, you know, my strategy is to take dividends out.
Just live
on those alone. Well,
because they never get cut.
No,
they never
of course
go
not.
Down.
Yeah. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Reverse dollar cost averaging. 877 Planner, PLANNER. Got time for our trivia today. This from FDIC.
Okay. We know who those people are.
Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation or Company. It's corporation, whatever
thing,
it is.
Yeah.
FDIC. Okay.
You know who these fine people are. Less than 2% of the banks and savings institutions in these here United States hold 81% of the deposits maintained in FDIC-insured institutions nationwide. That's as of the end of last year. There are a total of 6,182 banks and savings institutions holding $16 trillion of deposits as of the end of last year.
$16 trillion of debt that the banks owe us?
We've Can you loaned imagine?
Them, we've loaned them $16 trillion
How
by putting our money in their account.
How in the world are the banks going to be able, what if everybody demanded that, what if there was a big run? How are
a
they going to be
the
able,
bank?
How are they going to be able to, yeah, what are they going to do? Oh my gosh, 16
They're just
trillion.
Not going to give you cash.
16 trillion.
Well, first off, do you think there's 16 trillion in actual bills that we could withdraw?
Not. Of course not. Of course not. $16 trillion, folks, that your local banks owe. That is a huge amount of debt. You see where I'm going with this. Federal banks owe $16 trillion. Your local banks owe $16 trillion. That doesn't seem to be a problem. Nobody cares. The federal banks, where the money is actually created, owe $19 trillion, and everybody's up in arms. Why? I think it's because they don't understand how it works. Okay, that's your trivia for today. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Emails, you go to our website, wealthed.com. I got a few minutes here. A couple of these emails have come in. Once again, I said that a lot of them have to do with Social Security. A couple of shorter ones here since we're running out of time. David in Yuba City, California says, my question is about Social Security eligibility. Can a person who is not a legal resident of the U.S. receive Social Security benefits if they have a legal Social Security number and worked in the U.S.? Thank you for your great show.
Well, technically, if you are not legally here in the U.S., you're not... You can't have a legal U.S. Social Security number. Now, you could have received a Social Security number on a legal visa and then overstayed your welcome, and you still have the legal Social Security number, even though you're, at this point, technically illegally here. So that could be a way to do it. But yeah, as long as you have a legal Social Security number and you pay the taxes and everything else, you've earned a benefit. They are not supposed to be paying benefits out to illegal aliens, but there's no way that they just don't check it. And so
yeah.
If you can get that legal Social Security number, then you can potentially get a Social Security benefit, but only if you pay the taxes, the Social Security taxes.
Yeah, and another question that came up along these lines had to do with the fact that people who are, you know, let's say somebody's living abroad and they've decided to move to another country. If they are still American citizens, obviously they can continue to get Social Security payments.
Depends on the country they move to.
Well, yeah, if they're moving to one of the what is it the
axis
living
of
in
evil,
Syria or somewhere, you know,
North Korea,
is that what it is?
There's a list. There's several lists, and there's one list where if you live there, they'll send you the check. One list where if you live there, you have to have a U.S. presence. And one list, if you live there, they're not going to send you the check for as long as you live there. And then one list where you're basically persona non grata. So, I mean, there's all these different lists of countries, whether you make the A list, the B list, C list. But as long as you're a U.S. citizen and you maintain a presence in the U.S., you have a bank in the U.S., mm-hmm. you're drawing off of, they'll continue depositing the check to the U.S. bank. But if you try to have it deposited directly to some other bank outside the U.S., they may or may not do that, depending upon where you're located.
Yeah, but you can, at least in many cases, if not most cases, still continue to receive Social Security payments even if you're living abroad.
Right, now, but you do not have to be a U.S. citizen
yeah.
to earn a Social Security benefit. You can be a legal resident for a period of time, maybe for a permanent resident, and then move after that. And then it's a matter of, okay, even if you're not a U.S. citizen, you've paid into the system, you're still technically eligible for the benefit as long as you don't move to the wrong country.
The wrong country, meaning any one of the ones that are
on the bad list.
Yeah, there is a bad list. Yeah, that's right. There's the good list.
The not so good list. Preferred list.
Okay,
the
that
reasonable
one it is.
List. We don't like you so much, and then the outright, you're on Santa's bad list.
Okay, that's what it is. Yeah. All right. Thank you for those questions. We got more emails. We don't have time, so we'll get to some of those tomorrow. Keep them coming in at wealthed.com. You can also ask your questions off the air. Talk to any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust, we call them, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, the number at Lucia Capital Group. For Professor Rick Plum, I am Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.